Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Wave your hands everywhere you are. Something happened to you already. Something happened to you this morning. I see the visitation of God. I see the touch of God. I see the hand of God. I see lives here this morning that are not returning back the same. I see divine encounters. I see visitation encounters that already happened. At the right time, we might take testimonies. I see healings of things from the body. I see things run out. You came in here, the Bible said, in his presence is fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasures, not pressure, forever. I see pressures dissolved. I will receive this in a short while. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. How many of us are here this morning? Something already happened to you. Wave your hand, let me see you. All right, God bless you. Something that you can testify about already happened. Can I see your hand? Something, whether it's a bodily healing or an encounter or something. All right. At the right time, we'll call you out. But very, very quickly, we're going to look at a very, very critical subject this morning in this month of vision. And what is vision all about? When we talk about vision, is the origin, the message topic is actually the origin and impact of vision. The origin and impact of vision. In this subject, we are going to be looking at first, understanding the necessity of vision. And second, will be understanding the origin of vision. The necessity of vision. The origin of vision. And then we'll look at the impact of vision. Understanding the impact of vision. In Jeremiah chapter 1 and in verse 4, the Bible said, God speaking to Jeremiah said, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, verse 5, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet to the nations. Before I formed thee, I knew thee. Before thou camest forth, I ordained you. Please take care of any child noise, please. Vision is one of the most critical necessities of every man's life. Because vision is insight into God's purpose for a man's life. Insight. Vision is not just who am I, but why am I? It's a critical necessity. Nobody undertakes a journey when you don't know where you are going. You don't enter a vehicle to nowhere. You don't take a flight to nowhere. So in the same manner, you don't sleep and wake up for no reason. Why is vision necessary? What is the necessity of vision? Number one, vision imparts meaning to life. It imparts meaning. Life is meaningful with vision. When you understand who you are, why you are living, what you are out on earth for, it imparts meaning to life. The lack of vision imparts meaninglessness to life. Life is meaningless where there is no reason to be alive, where the reason is not known. Secondly, vision introduces excitement to life. That excitement about being alive is introduced by vision. Life lacks excitement without vision. People think of committing suicide when there is no excitement about life and there is no more reason to be alive. Vision imparts meaning to life. Vision introduces excitement to life. All that Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1. Write a vision, make it plain that he may run that readeth it. Number three, vision brings energy and motion to life. Visionaries are energetic people. He brings energy and motion to life so that he may run that readeth it. Someone sent a message yesterday saying, how are you able to stand up, to come up every night and at the command of the midnight prayer, you are praying every night. He said, there is so much to learn from you and Dr. Miss Enenchi as well. Every night, every night. She said, I struggle to stay awake, but I manage. He said, sometimes I have to watch the rebroadcast. But you are there every night, every night, every night. Crusade shadows are on. All manner of things. It brings energy to life. It brings motion to life. When you know why you are alive, when you know what you are on earth to see, especially if it is time sensitive, the thing that must be seen before the next 1 year, before the next 2 years, before the next 5 years. A lot of people's life lack energy. It lacks motion. They are tired because it lacks vision. Number four, vision imparts the sense of urgency to life. The sense of urgency. He said, write the vision, make it plain that he may run. There is that sense of urgency. Where you are not a time waster. Where there is no vision, there's no urgency. Somebody can just be lazy at home in the morning till 10 a.m., till 11. Why? Say, I don't have a job. It's not in a hurry about anything. There is nothing urgent because there is nothing at stake. Why do you do 3 crusades in 1 week? Urgency. The urgency of vision. Somebody said last year we did 41 crusades. And the whole number of weeks in the year is 52 weeks. So is it every week? It was possible. Because there were times 3 crusades happened in 1 week. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Urgency. Our first crusade this year, by Kogi State, Boko, and then Makurdi. 3 in 1 week. And the Philippine crusades are also 3 in 1 week. And all the crusades in the Philippines are different crusades. 1, 2, 3 in different cities. Philippines has like 20 something, how many thousand islands? So from here, move to here and move to there. Urgency. Number five, vision imparts wisdom. People of vision are people of wisdom. People who think. You are forced to think. You are forced to think. See, a wise man's eyes is in his head, in his front. You are forced to think. Say, if your eye is single, your body is full of light. You are forced to think. That's Ecclesiastes 2:14. Wise man's eyes are in his head. So there's a connection between the sight and the head. But the fool walketh in darkness. The light of the body is the eye. If thy eye is single, your body is full of light. So you have vision, you are lighted. On a general note, visionaries are wiser than non-visionaries. It's only a lack of vision that will make a person jump into a car. He doesn't know where it is going. Say, oh, I'm traveling. Why not? I'm doing nothing. Let's go. On the road, police arrest all of them. Do you understand what I'm saying? At the frequency of the stupidity of lack of mentality. At that frequency. Vision impacts wisdom. You calculate your options. You think well. You think through things. You don't just act anyhow. You act with thoughtfulness. Can you see that necessity of vision? Number five. Number six. Vision defines activity. Activities are a man's life's activities. They are dictated by vision. Not everything you will do, not everywhere you will go, based on your vision. Based on what you want to do with your life. It dictates activities. I have a vision to walk in the power of God. It will dictate the kind of things I need to do to walk in that power. Number seven, vision brings discipline. Something called the discipline of vision. Where there is no vision, the Bible says the people perish. But he that has, Proverbs 29:18, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Where there is no vision, one translation says the people dwell carelessly. Vision brings discipline. When to sleep, when to wake up. What you can do, what you cannot do. While others are night clubbing, this young girl or young child that wants to come out with a first class, it's not where they are found. It can't be there. Discipline. Take a bottle of beer. No, not for me. Discipline. There are a lot of reckless and careless people because they don't have a vision for their lives. So everything goes. And number eight, vision affects company. Who can be your friend is determined by the direction your life is headed. Who can be your friend? Amos chapter 3 and in verse 3 said, how can two walk together except they be agreed? Vision dictates company. There are many people I know, but not many people can be my friend. Do you understand what I'm saying? Not many people. Now, many of you know that vision will also determine your marital company. There are people who have married people whose visions are opposite their own. And they live in a lifetime of frustration. The way some of our own lives run. Not everybody can be married to us. Not everybody. It's not possible. Life so intense in many ways and very abnormal in many ways too. Do you understand what I'm saying? When your wife tells you, will you sleep? You say, won't you rest? Say, I need to feel like I need rest before I rest. When you come to greet your husband and the face is like a sunlight. Even though he's smiling all the for you most of the time, but now see sunlight. And then you reverse on the spot. You find your square root. Because at that time it is the lion, there's a roaring going on. Do you understand what I'm saying? Many people don't understand this. So they think everybody can fit into their life. Vision, it detects your company. Before you go far in marriage, go far in marital relationship and ensure that you know the person you are getting married to in terms of whether you are headed in the same direction and whether you can accommodate each other's lives. Am I communicating? Not everybody can be your friend. There are people that can know you, but not everybody can be your friend. There are those who may call you friend who are not friends. By vision. So what have we said so far? The first thing that we said is that vision imparts meaning to life. Life is meaningless without vision. Number two, that vision introduces excitement to life. People are depressed without vision. Number three, vision brings energy and motion to life. Your life is energetic with vision. Number four, vision imparts the sense of urgency to life. There are many time wasters because they don't have a vision. For example, my time is scheduled. And then I have this and this and this and this and this to deal with before today is over. Then you come in front of me and you are telling me village stories. So this person's uncle's brother's sister. And you are telling stories. Know what I'll do? By the time when you come, I'll allocate you time first. There are people that come, I just set the alarm. 1 minute, 2 minutes, or whatever. By the time it rings, they will be hearing it. They will be hearing it. I said, oh, time is up. Stand up. So, what's the summary of what we're dealing with? In the name of Jesus, receive your help in Jesus' name. Because I cannot allow you to occupy my life and occupy the whole day. There are things to be done in the day. But when there is no vision, you carry this person, you drop him as a topic. You carry another person, you drop him as a topic. You carry another person, you drop them as a topic. By the time the day is over, you have said many things and you have done nothing with your life. It imparts the sense of urgency to life. Number five, that vision imparts wisdom. Your mind thinks. Number six, vision defines activity. The kind of things you can do. Number seven, vision brings discipline. I don't belong to this kind of action. No. I have to wake up by all means. And number eight, vision affects company. Now, what is the root of vision? What is the origin of vision? And when we are talking about vision, we are talking about access to God's plan for your life. What is the origin of vision? Where does vision come from? Number one, the voice of the Lord from Scripture. The voice of the Lord from the Scripture. He said, the Lord appeared to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. 1 Samuel 3:21. Where you open the Bible and certain scripture comes alive that seem to be showing you what to do with your life or do with your time or do for the moment. Number two is the voice of the Lord from the Spirit. This one is not, you are not with the Bible now. You are in prayers. You are even eating on the dining table. and the voice of the Lord is coming to you, I will stand up on my watch. I will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I will answer when I'm reproved. And the Lord said to me, write the vision. That's God speaking to you. The voice of the Lord from the Spirit of the Lord. It's coming at times like you are thinking, but it comes very forceful and more anointed. Why don't you do this line of business? Why don't you invest in this? Why don't you do this? Number three is the burden of the Lord from life's situations. The burden of the Lord. You got a weight, a burden, a concern that you have a move to do something about. Nehemiah had such a burden in Nehemiah chapter 1 verse 1 all the way to verse 4, the words of the Lord, the words of Nehemiah the son of Hakaliah. And it came to pass in the month Kislew, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan the palace, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah, and asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left in the of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burnt with fire. And when he heard this, he came under the burden and felt the need to do something about it. And as God placed that burden, later on it became clear to him that God was going to use him to rebuild that wall that was broken down. So God will open your eyes, open your ears, open your mind to a certain burden, a certain concern in a particular area. And that could be followed with the voice of the Lord to do something about it. The burden of the Lord is a source of vision. Number four is visions, dreams, and revelations of the Spirit. The Lord open your eyes to see things. The Lord cause you to dream dreams. Dreams, visions, revelations of the Spirit. In Genesis chapter 37 verse 5 all the way to verse 9, we saw how God opened the eyes of Joseph and he saw the future in form of dreams of the night. God keep bringing certain pictures to you in the dream, in vision, in revelation, concerning what he wants you to do with your life, or what he wants to do with you in the future. And that can be a source of vision. Number five is God-ordained passions. God-ordained passions. I think I'll follow this up. I'll go into detail with this in the second service. God ordained passion. It's not more like a burden, but this is where I have a passion for this. I have a passion to make people comfortable. I have a passion. Passion about books, a passion about this or that. And then God can flow through the passion. We saw some portion of that with Moses when he went to the children of Israel to spy on them, to see how they fare. Number six is deep-seated compassion in particular dimensions. Where your compassion is activated. Again, I'll talk more about this in the second service. There is life where there is love. Show me the area where your love is. There may be life for you there. By loving to interpret dreams, dreaming and interpreting dreams, Joseph found purpose. As he loved to dream and interpret people's dreams, he found purpose. In that which you love doing, especially as it relates to compassion on people, the area where people's issues touch you, that area, as you pray further and talk to God, you can find purpose there. Number 7 is inbuilt potential. That which God gifted you. That which is natural with you. Others may go to school to study it, but you do it effortlessly with you were born with it. Again, if you look at Joseph, that was the kind of person he was. He didn't need to struggle to dream, didn't need to struggle to interpret dreams, he didn't need to struggle for any of those things. Inside that potential can be purpose, can be destiny. Inbuilt potential. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. In Genesis chapter 37 and in verse 5 all the way to verse 9, we saw the inbuilt potential of Joseph in dreaming. And that inbuilt potential led him to his destiny. What is the impact of vision? Ephesians chapter 3 and in verse 20, I started talking about this on Wednesday. And probably this coming Wednesday, I'll continue with it. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly. Above all, that we ask or think. That word think can be all that we ask or imagine. All that we ask or envision. So number 1, vision is a language of communication and communion between man and God. Communion. The way God hears prayers, God hears vision. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. So he is watching out for what we are asking. He is also watching out for what we are seeing or thinking or imagining or envisioning. Purpose says this is what God wants you to be. Vision says, I can see what God wants me to be. I have the picture of it. Number 2, vision is the language of incredible possibility. It's able to do exceeding abundantly above. Incredible, incredible possibility. You have not known possibility yet until you know vision. You don't know possibility yet until you know vision. What is happening with us right now, where we are literally everywhere around the world, one place to another, stadiums are filled. All manner of things are happening. Arenas jammed. It didn't start by accident. We saw ourselves exporting the gospel to the ends of the earth. Went to Togo, two planes carried people. Went to Ghana, two planes carried people to go for the crusade. Hallelujah. Incredible possibility. 1 year, 41 crusades.
And you deserve the glory and the honor as we lift our heads in worship, as we praise your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor as we lift our hearts in worship, as we praise your holy name. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
Incredible. Somebody get ready. You're about to step into possibilities that will amaze you. And finally, vision is the raw material for the working of the power of the Spirit. The working of the power of the Holy Spirit. The working. According to the power that worketh in us. The Holy Spirit is looking. Is looking. Is looking for that raw material. What is it in your heart? What is it in your spirit? What do you want the Holy Ghost to take from you? The same way that you need a building plan, a blueprint for the architects to take. Architects has produced it for the building engineer and the structural engineer, mechanical engineers, the builder, the structural engineer, mechanical engineers, electrical engineers, and all of them to take the building and to bring it to pass. You need to give the engineer, Holy Spirit, the universal engineer, the executive arm of the Godhead. You give him work to execute. You give him the blueprint. This is what I see God do in my life. He carries and goes to work. Your life will never remain the same. Let me give you a counsel before we end this morning. The most important vision of your life is kingdom vision. The most impactful that is what will compel the attention of heaven and follow you from this earth to eternity. Vision of what to drive, what to wear, where to sleep, travel around the world aimlessly. That vision is a useless one. Matthew 6:33 said, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Kingdom vision. What you want to do with your life as far as the kingdom of God is concerned. What you are, how the kingdom of God will be impacted if God places you over an organization of 10,000 people, 1,000 people. What the millions in your hands will translate into, and the billions of naira, what it will translate into in terms of touching heaven and touching people. That kind of vision is what secures the attention of God. Yesterday, somebody was meant to do something with someone. A brother. A businessman brother. A billionaire businessman brother. And she said, she tried to call him, but he said he's not available. Where is he? He went out on evangelism. One to one person evangelism on Saturday. That is someone who said, if you have a job of anything less than 10 billion, look for another person to give. It is not his job. You didn't hear what I just said? Eh? If you have a job and the job is less than 10 billion, look for somebody else to handle. There are many people looking for job. My own realm is far beyond the 10. Anything 10 and above is what I have time to attend to. That is a person on evangelism. Souls looking for hardened criminals to change. And somebody is here, is only 10 million in his account. He's too big to come to church. He just got a 100 million naira job. He got wings. Do you understand what I'm talking about? For the sake of your soul, for the sake of your eternity, and what happens to you when you meet God, please wrap your life around the kingdom. Let your life revolve around heaven. Let your life revolve around the kingdom. Let your life revolve around can you imagine such a person on the street and somebody who knows him says, you are evangelizing, then what am I doing with my life? What am I doing with my life? Somebody's here, say a loud amen. Somebody here, say louder, amen. Somebody here, shout the loud, must say amen. This is the most significant vision. I'll talk more in this line in the second service. But in what way will heaven profit from your life? If you become, you just heard the testimony of a judge who is talking about ministering and touching lives. What are you doing with your life? The Bible says, for to me to live is Christ and to die gain. Why will 90% of your life be centered around the earth? This earth that is fading away. This earth that by the time everything is, there are people. The reason why so many people are afraid of death is because they have nothing to look forward to on the other side. Nothing. No reward is waiting there. They have laid so much treasure on the earth that there is no treasure on the other side. Especially rich men, big people. They are permanently afraid of death. Nothing is waiting for them there. They spent all their money in frivolities and up, junketing up and down. One wife in Dubai, one wife in Paris, one wife in or concubine, whichever is the case. Do you understand what I'm saying? Nothing on the other side waiting for them in eternity. I want to plead with you. Let your vision be a vision of the kingdom. Be a kingdom billionaire. A kingdom multi-millionaire. Somebody came to me the other day. He said, he feels so bad that churches are being bought and turned into something else. He said, what I want to do with my life is for God to give me the money to buy back the churches. What a vision. Buy back the churches. Return it back to God. Return it back to the kingdom. Beloved, in 2026, God just showed me right on this thing. He is in a hurry to position his people. He is in a hurry to empower. You know where they say there is development fund in certain organizations around the world and they are looking for credible people to hand over the fund to? How many of you know, understand what I'm talking about? That this organization has $100 trillion. They have $500 billion. It is lying down there. It's a development fund. They are looking for third world places and other such places to give the money to. But they are looking for credible people to handle the resources. And they couldn't find. They are already getting fraudulent people. That of heaven is heavier. I am massive in resources. I own the earth and the fullness thereof. I am looking for people whose mind is heaven, not earth. I'm looking for people who are looking after my purpose, not after their pleasure. I am looking for people that will make the devil regret his devilishness. That will use money, resources, position to chase the devil back to hell. And I believe there are people like that here today. It's a new day for you. How many of you are kingdom people here today? Stand up on your feet everywhere you are. Stand up on your feet everywhere you are. Lift up your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship. Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you. Elion, thank you. Jehovah, thank you. Lift your two hands. Lift your two hands. Mashe koritaze malarata sedo galahatesi. Lift your hands high. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we magnify you. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Rofeka. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and say, Father, I have come before you today. Say, I have come before you today. I surrender myself to you.
I surrender myself to you.
I make myself available.
Available
to you.
As your instrument.
In this time.
In my generation.
In my world.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, baptize me with vision for your kingdom. 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 Baptize me with the vision to impact my world for you, to live for you, to live for your purpose, to live for your agenda in my generation. I receive that baptism right now in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and speak to God. In the name of Jesus. Before we came here,
while we were still in Area 1, I showed a building plan of the Glory Dome to a man of God. Senior, very, very senior man of God. And he looked at it and he said, God said, he wants to dream his dreams through you. He wants to think his thoughts through you. That is, what he is purposing, he wants to pass it through you. What he's thinking, he wants to pass it through you. What he's dreaming, he wants to pass it through you. What he's visioning, he wants to pass it through you. Since then, we have seen this, and we have seen several things all around the world. Lord, dream your dreams through me. What you want to do, do it through me. Think your thoughts through me. Plant in my mind your own thoughts, not mine. Plant in my heart your vision, not mine. Plant in me your ambition, not mine. Will you tell God right now? Father, say, Father, think your thoughts through me. Plant your vision through my mind. Think your thoughts through me. Purpose your agenda in the earth through me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father.
Father.
I am available.
I am available
to seek you first.
To seek you first.
There are many whose stories I can tell you. I'll say more in the second service. But the one who I told you just now, who said, if it is anything less than 10B, don't look for somebody else. He says, God's portion cannot tarry in his hand. He can't. See, I'm uncomfortable keeping his portion and starting to spend without giving him his portion. I have started spending and haven't given God his own. It's how? Principles make principal people. Things don't happen by accident. Lift your hands and say, Father,
I receive the grace
to stand by your principles, to walk by your principles, to live by your principles. I receive that grace, Lord. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
The Lord heard and answered us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We're going to take about a few minutes of prayer for our nation, prayer for ourselves, prayer for the church. While this is on, those who had one encounter or the other, you want us to hear from you, please step to the back here so that somebody can pick the testimonies. And by the time the prayer is through, we'll hear from you. One more time, lift your hands and say, Father.
Father.
I am available.
I am available.
Do something new.
Do something
in
new.
My life.
In my life.
Today.
Today.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Go ahead, lift your voice. Pray.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are praying. Lamentation chapter 3, verse 22 to 23. Let us together want to go. It is of the Lord's mercies that they are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Grace is their faithfulness. Hallelujah. Pray with me. Say, Father, we ask for the flow of your mercy among your people in this assembly, that will prevent the forces of disease, destruction, and consumption by the enemy from having their way here. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Pray.
Father, we ask for the flow of your mercy among your people in this assembly in Dunamis that will prevent the forces of disease, of destruction, and consumption by the enemy from having their way here, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask for your mercy among your people in this assembly to frustrate the forces of death, disease, of destruction, of death from the enemy camp, from having their way in this assembly. In this church worldwide, Rakina Malora Tasena Galarakasa.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Job chapter 5, verse 12, Proverbs 9, 21. It is appointed the devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise.
There are many devices in the man's house. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. Hallelujah.
Say to me, say, Father,
Father,
we frustrate every weapon,
every weapon,
agenda,
agenda,
or device,
or device,
or the kingdom,
or the kingdom
of darkness,
or darkness
against our church,
against your church
in this hour.
In this hour
we declare them
disappointed,
defeated, and destroyed.
And destroyed.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we frustrate every weapon, agenda, or device of the kingdom of darkness against your church in this hour, your church in Nigeria. We declare them disappointed, defeated, and destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every force, we frustrate every weapon, every agenda, every device of the kingdom of darkness against your church in this hour. We declare them disappointed, we declare them defeated, we declare them destroyed. We frustrate their weapons, their agenda, their devices in the name of Jesus.
Then we are praying. Proverbs 23 and in verse 17, 18, Nehemiah 1 and in verse 8. Let's read together. Let not thy heart be sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all day long.
For surely there is an end, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. Hallelujah. Amen.
But with
an overrunning flood, he will make an utter end of the place thereof, and darkness shall pursue his enemies.
Hallelujah. Say, Father,
Father,
we ask that you bring an end
to
the travail
of our
nation, by all means.
This year.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
lift up your voice.
Father, we ask that you bring an end to the travail of our nation, by all means, in 2026, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that you will bring an end to the travails of our nation, by all means, this year, Lord. Great us, Salamora, and the Galera Harakasi. Father, bring an end to the travails of our nation. Bring an end to the travails of our nation. Bring an end to the travails of our nation. Bring an end to the travails of our nation. Bring an end to the travails of our nation. Bring a Lutani Machalini Pirutala, Barbarana, Sila Lara, Taliguru, Oreta Selefira, Eskitalina Baburururi.
In the name of Jesus Christ, Psalm 2 verse 8, let's read together. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thy inheritance, and the utmost parts of the earth for thy possession.
Hallelujah.
Lift up your voice and pray. Say, Father,
Father,
we ask from you
the heathen
for our possession, and the utmost parts of the earth for our inheritance in 2026. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray.
Father, we ask from you to be hidden for our possession, the uttermost parts of the earth for our inheritance in 2026, Lord. We pour a keen amalagada da
The Lord heard and the Lord answered us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You are here this morning and yours is a surrender of your life to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. Anywhere you are, don't go without handing over your life to Jesus. Pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I've decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. In Jesus' name, amen. You pray that prayer wherever you are. Can you stand up on your feet quickly and meet me right in the front here? Anywhere you are. I'll give you the count of 10. Don't be the last to come out. 1.
Give him your life.
2.
Give
quickly,
him
from
your
everywhere,
life.
Every angle. You've give given your life to Christ. You prayed the prayer just now.
He's waiting. Why don't you give him your life?
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him your life. Communion also is served sharply. Communion stewards and servants, just pass it on quickly. While they are coming out, anywhere you are, also you need to rededicate your life to Jesus. Join us forward. You need an addiction broken, a negative lifestyle broken. Also join us forward. Quickly, come forward. You want to stop smoking, stop drinking, stop masturbating, womanizing, pornographic life, lesbian life, gay life, whatever life is, it is, gambling, fraud, lying, cheating, duping. You want that life over. Quickly stand up on your feet and join us as well. Keep going. I'll give you the count of 10. 1. Give him your life. Give him your life. Give him your life.
Why don't you give him your life?
Chest, those of you in the front, pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins.
Today, it is my decision to follow you. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare that the hand of the Lord be released upon you. Fresh grace and fresh help is your portion. In Jesus' name.